Life is not what happens to you, it's how you respond to it.
What is it about failure? What is the common denominator of failure? How does failure happen? So, if you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you? But if you woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, I am failing because of me, the decisions that I make, the energy I put in, I'm not passing the blame. If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change.
If you want to begin to really enjoy a happy, successful, healthy life, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back, and I'll be stronger and better because of it. You have got to make a declaration. This is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy. When you want to change, it's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out.
Failure teaches you things that you don't learn from success. I think failure gives you an opportunity for self-examination. It also gives you a feeling that is very uncomfortable. And that very uncomfortable feeling helps you grow. Don't look at these failures as like proof that you suck. Look at them as opportunities for growth. Look at them as opportunities to be motivated to do better.
So guess what? Stop talking about you're a victim and start acting like a victor. You gotta stop talking like you a victim. You gotta stop talking about what happens to you, and you gotta start talking about what you do. Now, if you want to reach a certain level of success, you gotta understand that life is not about what happens to good people. Success is about what good people do in difficult situations. You're not a victim, you're a victor, and you do something about your situation. You need to stop crying over spilled milk, and you need to look at where you are, and you need to put a plan of action together and say, how am I going to handle this difficulty?
If you don't own something, you're not the boss. You have to take full responsibility for everything that you do. You must be the master of your own kingdom.